Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much. Welcome, welcome one and all. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. First of all, let's start off with a heartfelt happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Now, a lot of people mistakenly believe that today is Mexican Independence Day. It's not. It's Mexican St. Patrick's Day. That's why we drink green margaritas. Oh, the luck of the Mexicans. They're after me lucky burritos. At the end of every rainbow is a pot of salsa. Cinco de Mayo isn't even celebrated in all of Mexico, and here in the United States, it only really began to take off in the 1970s and 80s when brewing companies began capitalizing on it as a way to appeal to consumers. Wow. Promoting a holiday for corporations to make money? That is so crass. I can't believe it. I mean, breaks your heart. Well, at least we'll always have the Feast of St. Oktoberfest. You know who could really use a drink right now? Wall Street. It's been a crazy week for the Dows. In order to try to fight inflation, yesterday the Fed raised interest rates by half a point, the biggest hike since 2000. Of course, back in the crash of 2000, stockbrokers were all giving the same advice. Bye, bye, bye. After yesterday's rate hike, the markets went up 932 points. Pretty good. But this morning, as one reporter described it, investors woke up with a binge trading hangover. Oh, you gotta be careful when you binge trade. Otherwise, you could wake up next to a stock you don't even remember acquiring. I wanna say Susan, I'm sorry, a Citigroup. Then today, everything went kablooey. The Dow tumbled over 1,000 points in the worst day of the year so far, eclipsing the previous worst day of the year. Every day of the year. Now, speaking. All right. Now, speaking of worst, there's been a sighting of former president Mopey Prick. There he blows. Blows. Yes, just yesterday, right? Yesterday, he gave an interview to the Christian Broadcasting Network and made a pretty wild claim about religion.
Nobody has done more for Christianity. Nobody has done more for religion of all type than me.
That's a bit of a bold statement, but I'll say this, he's right about Christianity. For 4 years, he certainly inspired me to say, Jesus. Remember, it's not just Christianity. He said no one's done more for religions of all kinds, which also makes sense. He's got the wrath of Yahweh, the destructive power of Shiva, the BMI of Buddha, and the sexual assault history of Zeus. Yeah. He's a big swan. He also, in the same interview, he, for some reason, bragged again about that old person, woman, man, camera, TV cognitive test he took a few years back?
I decided to take one because the fake news was having fun no matter what you did. And I took one, and you know, it was an amazing thing. They now call me a dictator and other things, but they don't call you stupid.
He thinks we don't call him stupid? What a moron. He's been bragging about this for years as some sort of remarkable achievement on what he thinks is an IQ test, which it's not. The 10-minute test is designed to detect mild cognitive impairment and includes such questions as, name these animals. Well, that's easy. I'd name them Big Hair Billy, Horny Sheila, and Dr. Humps. It's a little disturbing. It's also, it's just, you gotta say, it's a little disturbing when he says he doesn't mind being called a dictator as long as people don't think he's dumb. That's a little too close to that old Mussolini speech.
My fascist rule will bring glory to Italy. Also, look, I got today's Wordle in three.
Three. Pasta. Wasn't just the former president. We keep learning disturbing details about his entire administration, courtesy of a new book by two New York Times reporters that says that during the 2020 campaign, the ex-president's team poll-tested the idea of expelling all Chinese scientists from the U.S. and ordering National Guard troops into cities. Okay, that sounds insane, but there is a madness to their method because the former president's team evidently wanted to find a policy that sparked the same kind of reaction to his 2015 plan to ban Muslims from entering the U.S. So they wanted worse policies to infuriate and traumatize more people. They should have just pitched Space Jam 3 starring Marilyn Manson as Bugs Bunny and the cast of Cats. We disagree about Space Jam 2. He likes it. I haven't seen it. The polls, honestly, I don't. The polls were conducted by the ex-president's pollster and nipple who wanted to be a real boy, Tony Fabrizio. In the book, Fabrizio vaguely explains that he got these emails from some guy named John that went off of pages with these crazy questions. I'd say to him, where are you getting these questions from? Turns out these provocative, even outlandish polling questions came from a fluid group of official and unofficial presidential aides. A fluid group. So definitely Rudy Giuliani. We remember, never gets old. Never gets old. We know one member of the group was former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, seen here attending the annual Embalmers Ball. When asked whether he had provided these bizarre polling topics, Gingrich said that the reporting on the questions listed above doesn't sound right, but added, we frankly looked at lots and lots of stuff. Your Honor, my client pleads not guilty, but also says it's totally possible. He stabbed lots and lots of people. Another person brainstorming these cuckoo bananas polling questions was former White House advisor Stephen Miller. Yes. He'll be so happy you remembered. That explains why voters were asked things like, what is this thing you humans call love? And I'm starving. Are you gonna finish that hamster? This book also has some new news about House Minority Leader and Dad just resting his eyes for a second during the high school production of Our Town, Kevin McCarthy. First, McCarthy was under fire for leaked audio proving he planned to urge the ex-president to resign after the Capitol riot. And now there's more leaked audio proving that in the days after January 6th, McCarthy was willing to strongly condemn the ex-president.
What the president did is atrocious and totally wrong.
Atrocious and totally wrong. Have some respect, sir. Their names are Don Jr. and Eric. But their nicknames, their pet names, are atrocious and totally wrong. But the biggest bombshell is that McCarthy is heard on these tapes discussing using the 25th Amendment to forcibly remove the president, but just worrying that it would be too slow.
I think the options that have been cited by the Democrats so far are the 25th Amendment, which is not exactly an elegant solution here.
That takes too long, too.
He was right. 25th Amendment is a long, complex process. Everyone knew the fastest way to get him out of the White House was with a burger on a string. Now, McCarthy, there you go. Come on, baby. Burn that candle at both ends. McCarthy isn't alone. The GOP has a really deep bench of grifters and con men. Case in point, TV charlatan Dr. Mehmet Oz, seen here taking a picture with his biggest fan. Dr. Oz is running for Senate in Pennsylvania, despite the fact that up until the moment he announced, he had been living in and filming his show in New Jersey. New Jersey! He's not a real Pennsylvanian. I bet he's never even gotten wasted on Yuengling and tried to tongue the crack of the Liberty Bell. Now, you haven't lived. You haven't lived. Critics are also quick to point out that Doc Ozzy also has Turkish citizenship, but he has assured voters that he has never been politically involved in Turkey in any capacity. And it turns out, and I know this is going to come off as something of a shock, but Dr. Oz lied. Because this week, a picture emerged of him voting in the 2018 Turkish elections. Even worse, he voted for Jill Stein. You got news? She'll be so happy you remembered her, too. I got news for you, Mehmet Oz. When you vote, you are politically involved. And not to squabble, if you don't duck this turkey scandal, your goose is cooked. Ya chicken? Cornish game hen. Turning to sport. No. Come on. We got a long night. You have to have higher standards than that. Turning to sport. Many times I have stood up here and implied that baseball is boring because it often is. Baseball knows it. They have a break called the seventh inning stretch when everyone sings, "Take me out to the ball game," to remind the crowd where they just woke up. But baseball came dangerously close to being interesting yesterday when Astros second baseman Jose Altuve was up to bat, and this happened.
1-2 count.
Oh! Ooh. Two balls! And no balls. But Altuve's fine. In fact, he actually continued the at-bat and registered a hit. That is so inspiring. It reminds me of that famous scene in Field of Dreams.
If you build it, he will...
Ow, my balls!
We got a great show for you tonight.
Up next, Daniel Craig takes the cold air questionnaire.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
I'm here with the star of Macbeth at the Longacre Theater, Daniel Craig. Daniel, you know, I always enjoy when you're here. It's always a pleasure to have you here at the Ed Sullivan Theater on The Late Show. But the thing is that even though I can safely say you and I are very good friends, mm-hmm. the The thing is, when we spend this time together, it's only 10, 15 minutes at a time, and we don't get to know each other as well as, well, certainly as well as you deserve and as well as I would like.
Right.
And this happens often with the biggest stars that I have on. There's so much I want to know. There's so many depths that I want to plumb with my questioning, and yet there is no time. And so the scientists in the Late Show Labs came up with 15 questions, at the end of which, should you choose to accept the challenge of what has been called the Colbert Questionnaire, you will be fully known. Are you prepared to take the questionnaire?
Yes.
Daniel Craig, first question. What is the best sandwich?
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Wow. Is that anything like a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich? Similar?
I think you know it is.
Okay. What's the one thing you own that you should really throw out?
Oh, jeez. No, that's not it. Oh, God, that's hard.
Are you a bit of a pack rat? You keep a lot of things?
I do, yeah, I do. But I do have, I kind of have like a, once or twice a year, I throw everything out, including my clothes. I give them all to charity, so.
So there's at least 24 hours once a year that you're stark naked, is what you're saying.
At least 24 hours
a year. At least 24 hours a year.
Yeah.
So clothes?
Clothes.
Clothes. What's the scariest animal?
Oh. Sorry. Well, that's a surprise. I don't know. What is the scariest animal? Probably a... it depends where you are. I mean...
But imagine you could be anywhere on the planet. Where, what animal
Am I
would...
supposed to answer these quickly?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
good.
No.
Right, okay.
The longer this takes, the less I have to do on whatever show this broadcasts on.
Okay, right, okay. scariest animal is... Oh, like a black mamba snake? That's probably
sure,
one.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, sure. Yeah, they evidently smell terrible, too.
Do they?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bad rap.
Apples or oranges?
Oranges.
Okay. What do you think happens when we die?
Oh, great. nothing. We become stars.
You should put out a series of motivational posters.
I've got a job at the moment, so this maybe that's what I'll have to do.
This is a toughie for you. This is a toughie for you. Favorite action movie?
Oh. The first Indiana Jones.
Sure. Window or aisle?
Aisle.
Good man. Why aisle?
To get to the toilet.
That's right. Exactly. Don't want to wait for anybody to get up. Nope. Favorite smell?
My kids.
Least favorite smell?
Well, my kids.
Two sides of the same coin. Yeah. Exactly. Most used app on your phone?
I can't play guitar because I can't count, but I need a tuner.
Okay.
So I use the tuner, which is sort of like a cheat, but so I can tune my guitar.
Get your E. There
you
go.
Yeah, exactly.
Cats or dogs?
Both.
All right. You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. Oh. What is it?
Fuck me. Sorry. That's
a good song, too.
Yeah. My God. Wow. I don't know. It's really hard. It's like that's... show some love and affection by Joan Armatrading.
Oh. What number am I thinking of?
Four.
No. Describe the rest of your life in five words.
I better make the most. Oh.
Those are the rules. Daniel, thank you so much. You are fully known.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.